The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila The Friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we're going to be discussing the Friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla and their sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Their sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. First and foremost, let us hear the blessings of making good intentions. As mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that Niyatul Mu'mini Khayru Min Amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So viewers of Madani Channel, I am here seated and I'm delivering this discourse. Why don't you also make some good intentions? You are listening to the discourse. Both of us, inshallah, will make good intentions. First and foremost, our intention should be that number one, whatever we are doing is for the sole pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and whatever we learn, we try to be practical upon it, inshallah. We can make many intentions. Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the more intentions we make, inshallah, the more greater the reward in our account, inshallah. Mine and yours. And the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, and it's quoted in the book of Diyai, Durud al-Salam, by Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat. He quotes a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, in which our blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned that whoever recites Durud upon me one time, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites Durud upon me 10 times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends blessings upon him 100 times. And whosoever recites Durud upon me 100 times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will write between the both eyes of this person, means on his forehead, that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will keep him in the company of the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatum wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islam brethren, and views of Madani Channel. When we talk about sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when we talk about our pious predecessors, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Sahaba ikram, Alim Ridwan, Taba'in, Taba Taba'in, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, they really sacrificed in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they said, very high standards. Of course, I mentioned it previously and I'm saying it again. Where our sacrifice ends, whatever example that we give on the earth about sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where our sacrifice ends, sacrifice starts for our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, incomparable to mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We give you these examples of our pious predecessors. Subhanallah, we give you the examples of the pious personalities, the awliya ikram. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the qualities to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azawajal, he distributes these qualities. And mashallah azawajal, our pious ancestors, the awliya ikram, the buzugandis, they emulate the sacrifices of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and they try to gain barakat and blessings in copying the blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of sacrifices. In this little time, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are going to try to listen to a few examples of sacrifices in the path of Allah azza wa jal by our pious ancestors. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. It has been narrated that one day, the minister of the Khalifa, Harun Rashid, his name was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was sitting before the Khalifa. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked, "Oh my master, oh the king, oh the Khalifa of the Muslim of the Muslims, if someone requests you, if somebody requests you to return him to his slave who has come to you after running away from him, will you return your slave? back to him. The Khalifa Harun Rashid said, indeed, if that person ran away from his master and he came to me and he's with me and we have to send him back, indeed I will send him back, no problem. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he said, Ya Sayyidi, O my master, O my king, O Harun Rashid, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, sir, I am also a slave of Allah and I have run away. I am also a slave of Allah who has come after running away from his real master, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Please leave me. Please leave me so I can go back to my master. So I can go back to my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Having heard this, views of Malik Jalal, Khalifa Harun Rashid, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and all his people who were present, they started to weep at this person and personality. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, a very pious person. The way he cried in the court of Harun Rashid, Rahmatullahi, all the ministers and all the people who were present, they started crying when Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf Rahmatullahi started to explain himself. They wept. They wept, the king wept, and all the ministers wept. And what did the king reply? That Abdullah bin Musharraf, he has achieved salvation. Yes, he has achieved high status in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from amongst us. Whereas we are sitting here and looking at him, we're only looking at him. But Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he has reached high status in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Having said this, Hazrat Harun Rashid, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he gave him permission and he said, Oh Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, you are free to go. Go! You are free to go. Leave. You can go wherever you want to go. Go back to your master. Go back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. After he received this message, he stood up. Immediately stood up, he took an ihram and he tied that ihram around his body. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, immediately he started shouting out, Labbaik! Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And he continued, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, in the state of divine key. Immediately, he started walking towards Makkatul Mukarramah. On his way, Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he saw him. And he saw that Hazrat Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi, was lying on the floor. He was lying on the floor, sleeping on the floor. Dust was all over his face. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, Rahmatullahi, greeted him and said, Salam to him. And he also asked, Oh Abdullah, what has Allah given you for giving up everything? Listen to the answer, viewers of Madani Channel, of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He replied, Oh Sufyan, in return for this, for sacrificing the ministry and all my wealth and all my riches and all my possessions and all my house and everything, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed me with His pleasure. Allah has blessed me with His pleasure. And this is what I'm experiencing now. This is why I'm enjoying myself in this love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brethren, Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, he became shocked and amazed about this great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi. So he went and told all the scholars in Makkatul Mukarramah about the minister, this pious minister of the King Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then, when the great scholars, when they came from Haram, when they came to know about the minister, they arrived and they came to greet him. And after seeing his weaknesses, all the great scholars looking at Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when seeing all his weaknesses and his piety and his humbleness, Allahu Akbar, and all his body covered in dusks, they ask, Ya Sayyidi, how do you endure all these troubles? How did you go through all these experiences of troubles on the journey in the plain which has no shade and no water? When the desert, there's no shade and no water, and you have come in this condition? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he replied, Oh, servants of Allah, Oh, Banda of Allah, how does the criminal slave whose heart is taking him to the door of his master come to the court of his master? How does a criminal slave, Allahu Akbar, whose heart is taking him to the door of his master, come to the court of his master? If I had the power, I will come all the way from my place of the palace right to the Kaabatullah Sharif, rolling on the floor, dragging myself on the floor. Saying this, he started weeping in the court of Allah. He started weeping in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When people started to ask him, why are you weeping? He replied that I'm a banda of Allah. I'm a servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And these kind of views of Manu Chal, when Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he came in front of Ka'batullah Sharif. When he saw the blessed Ka'batullah Sharif, he started shouting, Labbaik. Allahumma Labbaik. And immediately he fell to the ground in front of Ka'batullah Sharif. And Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf had passed away. This dear Islamic brothers, surely from the pious predecessors of Awliya Allah, they had many sacrifices in the way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes not only they sacrificed just their personal bodies, but subhanAllah, they sacrificed their wealth, and sometimes they sacrificed their lives, and sometimes they sacrificed their positions. For example, Hazrat Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he held the position of a minister of a king, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, in the court of a king. That means being the minister of his country, being the minister of his kingdom. And sometimes they left all the ministries and all the wealth and all the family and all the luxuries for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. In short, whenever, wherever, whatever sacrifices was needed, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they made it possible in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as can be seen, as can be heard from this above narration about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala. What must have been his passion, enthusiasm, his jazba for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for the love of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. Came like a prisoner in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. And wonder what us. Wonder what us, viewers of Mother each other. What big sinners we are. And what sacrifices can we give in the court of Allah? When are we going to learn from our pious ancestors? Look at his jazba and his love. Allah Ta'ala gave all the luxuries of the world. Shortage of nothing. When we get all the luxuries of the world, then we're far away from Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. Luxuries of the world, it starts to kill our nafs. They sacrificed. Our pious ancestors, they sacrificed their luxuries and left everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They sacrifice days and nights worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And look at their piety. We're not talking about yesterday, or we're not talking about day before yesterday, or we're not talking about last year, or we're not talking about 100 years. We're talking about hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years. These personalities, they made their physical demise from this dunya. And today, we are saying Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala, after so much of time. And look at our condition, my dear Islamic viewers of my channel. We keep ourselves only in that place where only we make excuses for everything in our life. Start to count on how much excuses we have. We talk about the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have excuses. We talk about tilawat of Quran, we have excuses. We talk about ijtima'at, we have excuses. We're talking about mafil and milad, we have excuses. We talk about madani kafila, we have excuses. We talk about obedience of Ammi Jan, we have excuses. We talk about obedience of Abu, we have excuses. We talk about obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, we talk about excuses. When we talk about going towards the masjid, as salatu khayru min an-nawm, we have excuses. For everything we have excuses, but compare our lives with the lives of the pious predecessors. Dear Islamic brethren, they never had the luxuries what you have. They never have luxuries what I have. But subhanAllah, look at the taqwa. Look at the sacrifice for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever the call of Allah was there, they said, Labbaik. And look at our condition. Dear Islam brethren, views on the channel. The blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, and the awliya Allah, they made sacrifices as per their ranks, as per their statuses. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they sacrificed in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And don't think, after hearing this narration, don't think that sacrifice is ended, is finished. No, the pious friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they are amongst us. They are still amongst us. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are breathing the ni'mah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, walking on the earth. Yes, some of them are in the cover, but many of them are walking on the earth, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they are still doing their sacrifices in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Undoubtedly, too much of examples. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And these young brethren, when you talk about sacrifices, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, also made countless of his sacrifices. Everyone knows the sacrifices that our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has made. After the declaration of prophethood, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the unbelievers inflicted so much of oppression, so much of difficulty, so much of cruelty, so much of hurt upon our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Too much of difficulty. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was called a liar, magician, fortune teller. Thorns were placed on the blessed pathway of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the sacrifices of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's time, who is putting thorns in our path? When you walk out of your house, you're going out for the infadi koshi, for the nikki dawah, you're going out to give invitation towards goodness, you're going towards the masjid, you're going towards the call of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Anybody putting thorns on your way? Is anybody putting thorns on the way? Is the people standing out with guns and knives and they don't want you to go for the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? They don't want you to go towards Quran? They don't want you to go towards the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Is there any type of difficulty like this in our time? No views of Madani channel. Definitely not. So we cannot compare anywhere with the sacrifices of our pious ancestors. We cannot compare anywhere near the sacrifices of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We got excuses to go to the masjid. We got excuses to go in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We got excuses to go traveling Madani kafila. We got excuses to attend Madrasatul Madina, the weekly istimaz of Dawah Islami. We got excuses when the Muaddin says, As-salatu khayru min an-nawm. Excuses upon excuses. Dozens and dozens of excuses for the worship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But when it comes to reality, my dear Islam brethren, when it comes to the reality of this world, that we want to do anything for the dunya, then there's no excuses. No matter it's day or night, no matter it's dark or light, no matter what, no matter you got khawf or you don't have any khawf for the dunya. As long as it's for the dunya, then you are there to move. But you're not prepared to sacrifice your comforts of your house. You're not prepared to sacrifice the comfort of your life, of your sofas, of your luxury homes, in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to go out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, like we heard about the sacrifices of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, they have given many sacrifices in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, the companions, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they also made many sacrifices in their life. Some blessed companions, they migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, abandoning their homes and all their wealth and all their goods. They left everything, all their luxuries. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they earned the title of Muhajir. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, blessed companions living in Madinatul Munawwara also made great sacrifices. They set the example of being Ansar helpers after sacrificing their house, land, their property and other necessary things for all the migrants, all the Muhajir brothers. MashaAllah, they all came and they shared out their wealth, they shared their homes, they shared their food, they shared everything for their Muslim brothers and sisters, MashaAllah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A large number of blessed companions even sacrificed their lives for the propagation of Deen, MashaAllah, and also they attained the status of martyrdom in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Some sacrifice the wealth and the positions. Let's have a privilege to listen to some narrations, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and how much our companions of Ali Ridwan have sacrificed in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What about financial assistance? Allahu Akbar. Financially, Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, many of them were rich. And mashallah azawajal, all the blessed companions offered sacrifices in different ways. But a glorious companion of the blessed and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sacrificed in a unique manner. Let us listen. Subhanallah azawajal, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave 4,000 dinars in charity. Views of Marine Channel, I want you to understand how much of charity he has given in just a little span of time in his life. MashaAllah Azawajalla, listen very carefully. He gave 4,000 dinars in charity. Once he gave 40,000 gold coins in the way of Allah Tabarak. 40,000 dinars. My dear son, we're talking about 1,440 years sometimes ago. When you talk about today, you're talking multi-millions and multi-billions. These are the monies if you calculate in today's time. If you talk about 1,440 years ago. Once he gave 500 horses to all the mujahideen, those who went to fight in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This we call sacrifice, views of Marine Channel. MashaAllah azawajal, look at the sacrifice of this person and personality, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he gave 1,500 camels in the way of Allah azawajal, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a will to give 50,000 dinars in charity at the time of his demise, when he was going to pass away. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was going to pass away, then he made a will that he will give 50,000 dinars in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when he passes away. And once when he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fell ill, he made a will to give 1/3 of all his wealth in charity in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But later he recovered, alhamdulillah. When he recovered, he himself, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave the wealth in charity in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And once he said to the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, I will give 400 dinars to each person that took part in the Battle of Badr. 400 dinars, views the Madani Channel. 400 gold coins to each person, to each Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave 400 gold coins. Once he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, gave 150,000 dinars in charity in only one day, in 24 hours. At night, when he calculated, he said that all my wealth is a sadaqah on the muhajireen and the Ansar. Even he said, give my kameez, give my clothes to such and such person, and give my imama to such and such person. My dear Istanbul, look at the sacrifice of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, and said, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, the sadaqah of Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Give the glad tidings, the news that Allah tabaraka ta'ala has granted him jannat without any accountability. Allahu Akbar. Jannati without any accountability. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he freed 30,000 slaves in his entire lifespan. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, this was our beloved Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, they have done so much in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak accept, and may Allah tabarak grant us the understanding and grant us that type of piety and that type of sacrifice. Because our sacrifice cannot be compared to their sacrifice. Subhanallah, their sacrifice is incomparable to anybody's sacrifices on the earth at this moment. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, understanding that inshallah we have to sacrifice like the awliya Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyid Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, O people, make accountability of your deeds before the day of judgment comes. And the day of judgment comes and you are accountable for all those deeds. So make accountability now before it is too late. My dear family and views of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, these are our Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and their sacrifices for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our Khwaja Garib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Khwaja Mohinuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he traveled to Bukhara, Samarkand, at the age of 15. Approximately at the age of 15, left his place of birth and went to Bukhara, Samarkand. And when he paid visit to the sacred court of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinat al-Munawwara, subhanallah azza wa jal, the title of Mu'inuddin, help of the deen, was bestowed upon him by the beloved Rasul alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mine and yours, and the blessed Rasul alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he instructed Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhi to start his preaching in India. Where he is born and where he went, how much of sacrifices the Awliya Allah has done, subhanallah azza wa jal. And by the blessing of calling the people towards righteousness, he sacrifices, mashallah azza wa jal, countless of non-Muslims. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, countless of non-Muslims embraced Islam. Similarly, countless of pious saints, they sacrifice, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel. They abandon all their luxuries, all their comforts, all their family, all their homes, everything they sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah Tabarakullah, their household goods. They endured great hardships, the Awliya Allah, and devoted and sacrificed their lives for the pleasure of Allah Tabarakullah. Dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Jalla. This is the message of Dawud Islami. Alhamdulillah, Jalla. Wherever you are in the world, Alhamdulillah, you see Dawud Islami keeps inculcating this lifestyle of the Awliya Allah. And mashallah, Jalla, in this last the 10 episodes that we've been discussing, Alhamdulillah, we're discussing many things about the Awliya Allah, the pious saints of Allah. May Allah Jalla grant us the tawfiq and understanding about this pious person and personalities. May Allah Azza wa Jalla also grant us to become like them, to sacrifice like them in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And if you look at our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Student, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, how much he sacrificed, mashallah, and still sacrificing. And may Allah Ta'ala grant our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Student, a long life and good health, that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, he can continue sacrificing. And may we also emulate his lifestyle, because his lifestyle is the manifestation of the Awliya Allah, of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl al-Sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. This is, he manifests them, mashallah. So why not we try to copy his lifestyle, emulate the lifestyle of our beloved Amir al-Sunnat, inshallah, and we also sacrifice in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Dear Islam brethren and views of Madani Channel, in order to learn more about this beautiful deen of Islam, and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, keep connected to the movement of Dawud Islami. Wherever you are in the world, north, south, east, or west, Dawud Islami is always there and doing and trying his best. MashaAllah azza wa jal. Come to the Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami, inshallah tabarakatuh. All of you, come. I mean, why you waste the time? You are there, out there, you're doing your things there, out there. MashaAllah azza wa jal. Dawud Islami, doors are open for you, arms are open for you. Get into the Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. Get into the near the Madani Markaz of Dawud Islami. Enroll yourself into the Madrasatul Madina adults classes, inshallah azza wa jal. Attend the weekly istimaat. Islamic sisters, you attend the weekly istimaat in your area, in your city, inshallah azza wa jal. Islamic brothers, travel in the Madani kafilas, inshallah tabarakatuh. Wherever you are in the world, please keep connected to Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawud Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله.
The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.